Welcome to the June webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Today I'm excited to share with you a Christian mom's two-step plan for a simple summer. Joining me is Becky Schirmerhorn. Welcome, Becky.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you just get started by telling us a little bit about yourself and your family?
So, I am a stay-at-home mom to three kids. I have Penny, who is 5, Jack, who is 3, and Otto, who is 10 months. I'm married to Josh. He works at Milwaukee Tool. And yeah, that's pretty much our family right now.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like you keep plenty busy.
Yes.
Great. Well, you just wrote a blog for Holy Hen House called Two Steps for a Simple Summer. Can you explain what your motivation was to writing the blog?
All of my blogs are pretty much based on like what exactly is going on in our little family at any certain moment in time. So this one kind of was twofold. It was the end of the school year for my daughter. She was in 4K. And I kept getting these things in the mail or through her folder at school, like, your daughter could do this, your daughter could do this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, there's so many fun things that we could be doing, but I don't want to do anything. And then along with that, we were getting to this point in our house, and I'm sure you've been here, where, like, everything is out of control. You have toys everywhere. And my husband and I were cleaning up for almost an hour every night after we put the kids to bed. And we're like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Nobody's playing with any of this anyway. And it's just, it's becoming chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was thinking about both of these things, I'm like, we don't need to do any of this summer. We can just get rid of the stuff. We don't have to do anything. And we can have fun anyway.
Great.
So that's kind of where it came from.
So why don't you tell people, what's your first step?
So the first step, I have to think about this, is share the work. Now, this was something that was a little bit new for me. Being that my kids are 5, 3, and 10 months, there isn't a huge amount of stuff that they can do.
Right.
But I'm kind of learning throughout doing this that they can do a lot more than I was giving them credit for.
Okay.
So for about 15 minutes every day, we work together and we clean up the house. Sounds really dumb and really like, doesn't everybody do that? But we weren't, and it's made a huge difference.
Okay.
I mean, we are just, it's so much better to have everything under control, and this is the easiest way for us to do that.
So give me an example for how it works in your house.
So I will say, like, okay, in a little bit, like 10 minutes, I give them a time. We're going to do our 15-minute cleanup, and so play with whatever you want to do, and then we'll do it. So I have to give them warning, because otherwise we can't, like, interrupt what they're doing, and
right.
The end of the world happens. So after that, then we kind of start in one room, and we go from room to room, and I give them a little bit of direction about what needs to be done. Now, this is a little different per kid, and
mm-hmm.
You know the ages of your children,
right.
And
right.
What they can handle, but my 5-year-old, I can say, you need to clean up the floor, and she knows, okay, we have to put the clothes in the basket and so forth. My
okay.
son, who's 3, doesn't want to do anything,
yes.
So we have to make
have
it a game. We make it a game, and I have to tell him, like, who can do this faster, me or you? And then he, of course, wants to win. So then he cleans up really quickly. So that's kind of how we do it from
okay.
room to room. And it took a little bit at first. I had to remind myself, I might need to teach them how to do it first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my daughter can totally wipe down the counters in the bathroom. I just figured out. I had to show her how to do it, and she can do it.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, this saves a lot of time.
Yeah.
My son can do a little bit more organizing than I was giving him credit for, so he can actually do it now that I showed him, okay, this is how you line the shoes up. So, you know, gradually I'm giving them a little bit more and more responsibility, and they're doing great.
Great. In 15 minutes.
15
like,
minutes.
That seems...
Yeah. I mean, and once you get started, sometimes it ends up being a little bit longer, depending
mm-hmm.
on how bad the house is that day.
Right.
But they're kind of okay with it. They're not like watching the clock, making sure I'm sticking to it. They're like, okay, let's finish this, and then we can go do something.
Go do something. Fantastic. Yeah. So then what's step number 2?
Step 2 is to plan simple, which this I think can be so difficult nowadays. When you're looking at Instagram, when you're looking at Facebook, and you're seeing all the things that everyone else is doing, and you kind of get jealous, and you kind of feel bad about yourself, like, this family is doing this. Why didn't I go on vacation this week? Or, you know, you kind of, you know what I'm talking about. It just, you can kind of get yourself in this downward spiral while you're just watching everyone else do the fun things and you're kind of trying to stay afloat some days.
Sure, sure. So how can you still have fun but keep things simple?
Well, you kind of have to know your family. Mm-hmm. So ours is, I plan maybe one long day a week or every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So this last week, actually, we went for a hike, and I planned a whole day of it. We packed lunch. We were going to go to the park afterward. We kind of did the whole day thing. But the day before, the day after, I didn't plan anything. Mm-hmm. So keep it simple the days before and after so you know, like, okay, if we're going to have meltdowns, hopefully it'll be at home. Plan things a little bit ahead of time so you can pack your lunch the night before. You can have your bags packed so you know what you're going to do. So that just kind of sets you up for having a good day versus just kind of being on the fly and planning things that are too complicated for your age group. I mean, I'm not going to take my 5 and 3 year old to some amusement park for an entire day. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not going to work.
I liked one of the other things you said too, which was maybe you would just go to the zoo for an hour or two instead of all day long. Like, feeling like it's okay to just go for a short time to do things, and that might work out better for your family.
Yes, and that is something I'm a huge fan of, is buying passes for places so you don't have to feel guilty. Like, okay, I paid $8, I need to stay the entire day or else we didn't get our money's worth. So if we have passes, then we can go to the zoo for just 2 hours. We can go to the pool for just 2 hours. We don't have to spend all day there, wait for the meltdowns to happen.
Inevitably.
And then kind of pick your pieces up on the way out the door.
Yes, yes, definitely. Well, it's so difficult as parents. You know, so often we do feel like there are so many different things and we feel like we really need to be a part of all of them. Do you have any suggestions for parents for how they can kind of prioritize or consider what things so that they can have that simple summer?
Yeah, you know, I think just being realistic about it. I mean, we've kind of had the thing like one activity for each kid per season.
Okay.
And we don't even do that much all the time. Mm-hmm. But you know your family, like if your kid does okay with two things, that's fine, but just be realistic about it. I'm not gonna put my daughter in like three different activities when I know that she hates getting ready to go anywhere. We're gonna do one thing and we're gonna do it as a family. Right now she's in T-ball on Wednesday nights and we all go as a family. It's super casual. So I just know it's something easy for us to do, but still gets them involved in doing stuff.
Right. Well, thank you so much. Those were wonderful tips. And I think it's something that at least there's a little piece out of it that I think everyone can kind of take home with them for the summer. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you'd like to view more webcasts or podcasts on parenting topics, visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can chime in with your thoughts or questions, read articles on a wide variety of Christian parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.